Hey, psst.
Are you looking for a resort setting for a private party or business meeting? Would your out-of-town visitors appreciate a spacious guest suite complete with full kitchen and breathtaking views? A lodge at Ventana Canyon Golf and Racquet Club is one of Tucson's best-kept secrets, right in the heart of Ventana Canyon. Club members and visitors alike enjoy lodging in one of 50 suites and customized golf, tennis, aquatics, and spa experiences. Call 800-828-5701 or visit the lodge at VentanaCanyon.com for reservations and to learn about new family and business memberships. The Lodge at Ventana Canyon Golf and Racquet Club. Intimate in feel, expansive in offerings. 800-828-5701.
Well, welcome again here on Circles of Change, and it's a pleasure to have a full studio here this morning. I've got colleagues from the Lodge at Ventana Golf and Racquet Club. Of course, it's a great pleasure to have them hosted, as they also are a sponsor of our show. So welcome to the show, folks.
Well, thank you very much, George White.
Yeah, great, George.
Thanks for having us, Zara. It's Janet here from the Lodge.
It's lovely to be here. This is Christine from the Lodge.
Great. Well, let me give a brief introduction. My colleague George White is CEO and General Manager of the Lodge at Ventana Canyon Golf and Racquet Club, a role he's held since 2005, following over 15 years at various other holdings of the prior owner of the property, the Wyndham International Hotels. A graduate of ASU in psychology, George's over 35-year career in hospitality is taking him back and forth from Arizona to several locations in California and the Caribbean with premier specialty resorts, expansive grounds, casinos, other entertainment centers, full-service restaurants, and the active conference facilities. Janet here, Janet Hare. Janet's been director of sales and marketing for the Lodge now for 6 years, with over 10 years of hospitality experience in Tucson, with a variety of the more conventional hotels sharpening their marketing and sales strategies to grow revenue and expand occupancy rates. And that includes brand names such as Ramada, Holiday Inn, DoubleTree, Sheraton, and Radisson. Janet, as I said, a Tucson native and a graduate of U of A in media arts and political science, is very active in the community through the Tucson Audubon Society. Christine Baker Perry is a director of membership, and she's been at the Ventana properties now for over 20 years, pre and post the independence from the Lodge's prior owners, the Wyndham International Hotel. Christine is a native of Minnesota and charged with reshaping and growing the organization's membership, which I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to delve into later here today. Well, again, thanks again, first and foremost, for being a sponsor of our show. We really appreciate it. George, I've often coined the phrase that the Lodge at Ventana Canyon is one of the best-kept secrets of Tucson. But I gather that's really not the case beyond the walls of Tucson.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. We really don't want to be the best-kept secret in Tucson. We're probably better known nationally and internationally, as you probably would run into someone, no matter, you know, where you're traveling, that's either stayed at the Lodge or has played in one of our two Tom Fazio outstanding golf courses. I think our repeat guests and our club members help us spread the word about how unique our, you know, our property really is.
Yeah. So Janet, what's that mean when George says unique? What's unique about the property?
We're a beautiful boutique four-diamond golf and tennis resort located within the gates of a private country club. We have all the beautiful comforts from home in our 800 to 1,500 foot square
foot facility, right?
Yeah, suites. They all have fully furnished patios and kitchens and dining rooms, and we even have two-bedroom loft suites. All the comforts from home with all the luxuries of a resort, with our day spa, expanded fitness center, 12 tennis courts, junior Olympic pool. Our golf is the best in town, probably the best in the state, and we have a beautiful tennis facility with a brand new stadium court.
Isn't that neat? And so I think when we say the best kept secret, though, many people would think by your name that it's a club and not necessarily, you know, enclosed to other members of the community. Do you find that the case, Christine, as you entice members to come, for them realizing the full expanse of the operation?
Yeah, a lot of our members who come in, that become members, have stayed at the Lodge at some point, either by hearing about us in Chicago or from friend or by mistake. So they end up staying with us and love it so much. They look at homes and then want to eventually become a member and be part of our community.
No, that's right.
We have a phrase we like to use, be a member for a day or be a member for a lifetime. So if you're a guest, you're a member. And if you're a member, you have all the privileges of membership as well as the use of our guest facilities.
That's right. George, tell us a little bit about the team now that manages the organization with your help.
Well, we have a great team, and it's we have a director of golf, a director of golf course maintenance who's in charge of all the greens. We have Janet Hare, who's our director of sales and marketing. Christine Baker Perry is our director of membership. And we have director of finance. We have a clubhouse manager. So it's a really strong, strong management team that helps us guide the property.
That's great. Now, you folks have not been an independent property, you know, in the bigger scheme of things all that long. It's been like 8 years. And I know you've been with Wyndham for many years before that. The story behind that big change then?
Yeah, that's a great story, actually. In 2003, our members joined together to buy the property from Wyndham, and they formed a company called the Alliance. And so since that time that the members have owned it, they've spent a lot of time and money and energy on reinvesting back in the property to make it a premier club. I actually was with the resort and the club with Wyndham prior to the Alliance. So
right.
I've been there twice, as I say. And it's very, very exciting. It was very exciting to come back and be a part of the great effort that we put into the resort and the club. We've completely redone the guest rooms, so they're terrific. They're 800 to 1,200 square feet. They have full kitchens. They were originally built as extended stay rooms, and so we have flat screen TVs. It's really, really a great place to stay.
Well, you know, from a leadership standpoint, too, for you to have spent, as I mentioned in the introduction, so many years in a large resort setting, and then to take that leap to be part of essentially a smaller company and, you know, another way to phrase this, employee-owned, right, meaning member-owned. Different change in your business methodologies have you found over these 8 years now?
You know, I think every manager, employee, I think the change is that we all feel a part of the ownership.
It's the ownership.
So we're all vested in the ownership. We all want to see it succeed. It's not a corporate office back in Dallas, Texas.
You can't blame those guys over there.
We can't blame those guys. So we're all in it together. And the owners are great. The members are great. We have a great staff, very, very friendly, and know their jobs very, very well. So we're... You know, we're lean and in a very, very I think outstanding service oriented hotel, resort, and club.
You know, Christine, with your having been with the organization, or you know, physically quote within the property over these 20 plus years, and how much it's changed. Give us some of your perspectives then of it having been a part of a corporate entity and now an independent holding.
Well, it really is nice having the members be the owners now, because they see it as a member and as an owner, so that they see what they want it to be in the future, which is what every other member wants to see it as well.
They look at the property as opposed to somebody sitting in Texas going, you know, you got to do this, this, and this, and not having any idea what we actually operate as or how we operate. So it's really nice to see somebody who's the decisions they make affects them as well. So it is good for everybody all the way around.
That you take
ownership. Yeah, I think what Christine's trying to say is I think with Wyndham, we used to be a boutique high-end resort that just happened to have a club. And I think now that the members own it, we're a great club that also has this high-end boutique hotel where our members, families, and friends can stay when they come into town. So it's really the best of both worlds. There's not a lot of them out there. We're very, very unique, and so we're very proud of what we have.
Well, I know I can speak on behalf of the fact, and Janet would know this and her team, because I've hosted several offsites at the club resort hotel, however you want to call it.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. We're going to keep them coming. And you know what's really nice for those of you looking to plan your business meetings and conferences, to have access to your dining facilities, your chef, as well as all the playtime without leaving the gates. Particularly, I think, in this day and age, with some scrutiny placed on corporate offsites, that nonetheless it's appealing in a smaller setting and complete service.
Yeah, another service we have, which we really think is outstanding, is we have a concierge who does a great job with hotel guests, resort guests, but also with our members. So you could, as a member, you could be traveling to Chicago, and she would set up all your reservations, maybe a restaurant reservation in Chicago, and she's belongs to a very high-end network called the Glador, so she has a lot of contacts around the United States and the world.
Well, that's a fabulous experience. Well, over the years, of course, this whole concept of a country club, I think nationwide, has changed, and part of it is to really sit back and realize that the demographics are changing, you know, with the aging baby boomers or clubs and organizations wanting to attract a broader diversity. So, Janet, maybe you can share with us the makeup of your membership today.
Well, I would defer that to Christine.
She knows
our members. She knows their birthdays. She knows their anniversaries. She knows their pets' names, having been there for so long. And she's fabulous director of membership marketing for us.
Great.
I would definitely say it's changing. You don't have quite as many retirees coming in. You have the younger families now that are starting to come in with their families or settling in.
And looking for a club that provides a sense of community, if
absolutely.
I gather.
Absolutely, yeah. And someplace for their children to grow up, because they may have grown up in a club somewhere, you know, when they were younger. And then we are getting the younger people who are retiring early. They've done really well. So we've got a wide variety. We do have a membership that's a junior membership. It's under 50 years old that's been very well received, and it's bringing in quite a few members that, you know, will help with the long-term membership.
Yeah, that's lovely. And go ahead, Janet, please.
Memberships are very affordable now.
And yeah.
There's a membership to suit anybody's needs, whether it's, you know, social or summer. Christine, you should probably.
Yeah, we have kind of a membership for anybody and all different tiers within those memberships. We have a golf membership, which is low as $17,000 now, that you can actually finance over 3 years. We have junior memberships, like I said, with a deposit of $5,000 that at age 45, you start to pay off. So, and then we have the business membership that we've just started this last year that allows up to 2 designees on each membership.
For really a smaller business, yeah.
Yeah, for $6,500. I mean, it's even less than the full membership. We have tennis, social activities. We have all different memberships for all different age groups and whatever they want, whether they're here for a year and want to try it. Or if they're, you know, looking for long-term. Mm-hmm. So,
George, you mentioned the uniqueness of this property. So is it truly a one-of-a-kind when you step back and look at the landscape across the country? Because I know you've worked in so many other locations as well.
You know, that's a good point. There's really only a handful around the country. So we actually have our our feet in both industries, in the resort industry, in the hospitality industry, and in the club industry. So just a handful of places where your club actually has rooms that you can stay in. There were a lot more, but they've gone, you know, by the wayside. So now just a few, and we really are proud of the fact that, you know, we have this for our club members, because, you know, if you stay at a larger hotel that has 400 or 500 rooms, you really don't feel part of anything. You're just you're someone that's there, and you get kind of jostled around. But in our property, we have 50 rooms. They're, as I said, 800 to 1,200 square feet. So they're large rooms. You don't feel cramped at all. And you can just walk right out of your room. You're right on the golf course. You're right at the tennis courts. You're right at the pool. And
Right on the trail to walk the canyon.
Or
take advantage of the concierge that can point you to the best shopping or other spot locations around Tucson. I recall one of the first times I visited the lodge, I walked in and I was looking for the front desk. And so to not have even that traditional front desk, you know, the Maginot line, but rather, you know, a greeter that actually took you in hand as if you had just arrived at a family spot. That is a very subtle distinction, but really brings in the point of this being a very comfortable place.
Yeah, we think that's a point of distinction. There is no front desk. We check everybody in their room and give them a tour on the way to the room. So immediately we get to know their name. They get to know our names, and the staff uses their names throughout their stay, and they get to know the property very well, very quickly, and they feel part of it.
Yeah, that's right. Janet, your comment earlier, so repeat guests, that is something that you find now?
Oh, we love our repeat guests, and they're our best source of marketing and advertising. They get the word out and tell their friends, and they may come, you know, as a family reunion. And then when they're on property, they realize, wow, we should do a corporate retreat here.
Exactly,
or
yeah.
This is a great place for a destination wedding. So, yeah, they're our best source of marketing, and they're also our future members. Many of our members started out as guests. So. Mm-hmm.
Now, this whole concept of a destination wedding, is that some of the things, for example, in your capacity, that you folks provide kind of the networking to connect people for the other partnership around the community to pull off special events like that?
Oh, absolutely. We love nothing more than to have the entire house full of people celebrating, whether it's a wedding or a family reunion or
bar mitzvah.
There's nothing more fun, and it's real easy to fill 50 suites and just own the property. People love that, and we enjoy it too.
That's right. Christine, so when you get the opportunity to chat with people about a potential membership, do you feel you've got a real swing factor with being able to offer the lodge in the mix?
Oh, absolutely. I was giving a tour to somebody the other day, and I was mentioning that we have these 50 suites, and he's like, wow, I had no idea. This makes it even more appealing.
George, that's the best kept secret part here. We got to get that word out.
He's like, I had no idea. He goes like, this would be good for my family. This would be good for, you know, my sister. And I said, well, you can have them stay at your house and you come stay here. You know, we have room service and we have maid service. So,
that's right.
You know, he thought that was pretty cute. But a lot of them are very, very surprised, and they're really happy to hear that we also have conferencing available for them, conference rooms available for them. If they have small meetings or whatever, they can do that as well.
Well, I know one thing that caught my attention when I took a tour not too long ago, when you go down the row and see all your quote owners, meaning your members' photographs along the walls, how many of them have posed with their dogs?
We are very pet friendly at Ventana Canyon.
Yeah,
we really are. People bring their dogs. They can stay there. Our members walk their dogs in the areas. They bring them through the lodge itself. Yeah, we're really very pet friendly.
And what kind of programs are you putting in place? Are you finding an opportunity now to revamp your focus to encourage the whole family and programs for youth in this day and age, for example? There's so many things that compete for our kids' attention.
Yeah, right now we're actually, until school gets out, we're doing these after-school classes for both tennis and for golf. So it allows the kids to come and work for a couple hours on their swing or on their game. So that's really fun. And then when school gets out, we'll start our summer camps. And our summer camps are Monday through Thursday. You can come for a day, you can come for the week, whatever works for you. You can do golf one day, tennis one day, however you want to do it.
So, and these are for members in the community, not just members of the club.
Members in the community as well, right, because we are open to the public for our camps.
Great.
So it kind of fills the camp into golf. Camps fill up really quick, so because it's a beautiful time to have your kids spend all day and learn the etiquette of golf and the whole game itself.
The etiquette of golf, that's a good one for me. I'm not a golfer. I'm one of those that just sees more stress coming my way. But I know that, you know, we mentioned right there at the onset, George, this idea of the international acclaim and national acclaim. You might want to speak to that. I know you've got a multiple diamond rating and plaques throughout.
Right. We've been four diamond triple A rated for 15 consecutive years, and that's really hard to do because if you lose your rating, you start all over again. So ever since we started, we've been four diamond rated, and you know, like I said, we have two outstanding Tom Fazio golf courses. The first ones he built in the Southwest.
There you go.
First love.
First ones.
So that's very exciting, and he is a nationally known golf course designer. And you know, we have several awards from Golf Magazine. The publications Condé Nast Traveler. Actually, in 2000, we were named number one resort in North America by the Condé Nast Traveler. So that was a great award that we got during that time.
That's great. And so thus the opportunity to see that international connection.
Exactly.
In the process. Well, again, we've had the pleasure to host the team from the Lodge at Ventana Canyon. You can visit their website, www.thelodgeatventanacanyon.com, and look for opportunities both from a membership standpoint. So I know, Christine, you wanted to share with us some of the upcoming events coming up.
Just really wanted to share with everybody that we're doing the summer golf that runs May 15th through September 18th. It's only $500 to join, $500 a month. So it gives you a chance to come out and see if you're here this summer, come out and see if it works for you, how it fits in your schedule and stuff like that. So, and fall in love with it like I did 22 and a half years
That's
ago.
That's great. Well, I'd like to ask one closing question to the three of you. How it is you think you've changed in the process of being part of change there at your lovely facility? Janet, why don't you start? How do you think you've expanded from a career and personal standpoint?
Working at Ventana Canyon has just been phenomenal. I mean, the ownership is such a unique story, and one as a native Tucsonian I am so proud of. This experience has really empowered me. George is a great leader. Our board of managers are all very successful and intelligent people who really love Ventana Canyon. They love the club and they love the lodge. And they have given us the opportunity to go out and share the beautiful facility and property we have in many charitable ways. We have our Coaches for Charity golf tournament. We have Patriot Golf Day.
Swing for the Cure.
So really get the chance to be embedded in the community. Christine, what might you add on that in terms of you personally changing? You've been there so long.
Well, gosh, you got to realize I kind of started as a baby. Just kidding. Being there for almost 23 years, you know, I have pretty much grown up there.
Yes. Indeed.
And they've had the ability to mold me the way they need to mold me. But I've definitely have grown up quite a bit and just matured and kind of just blossomed, I guess.
And I think, though, you strike me as someone who's also been able to put her imprint in ways that you'd like to make the big impact that you have for your members. George, your final comment.
Well, thank you very much. You know, part of our mission statement is that we want to give back to the community, and we think that's really, really important. And I think that's something we've taken on. You've heard a few of them. You know, Patriots Day is coming up. Mm-hmm. We were the number one contributor last year in our first year. We're very excited about that. We host the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. Two or three special events each year. So giving back to the community, I think, is something that you wouldn't necessarily normally do if you were a big company. Mm-hmm. And we really think that's a neat thing to do.
So for you, particularly with your 35-plus years in hospitality, the idea to circle back in that fashion.
Exactly. Give back.
Give back, and we're not going to let you move away again, I guess, in the process.
Well, thank you.
You bet. Well, George White, Christine Baker, and Janet Hare from the Lodge at Ventana Canyon Golf and Racquet Club, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. And again, thanks so much for also sponsoring our show the way you do so aptly.
Thank you. Stick with us, folks,
and we'll be right back here on Circles of Change.
Thank you.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.